It's 437 Downtown Wednesday edition live at Seasons, 427 Main Street in Bangor. And time for Sports Lit 101. Bruce Pratt in studio with us, and we're joined on the phone by author James Walker, a second time he's been on the show with us. And the last time around, we talked a bit about this, but we wanted to focus this time around with James on the relative lack of success of expert prognosticators at making sports predictions. And, James, you've done some interesting research on that.
We focused on baseball, so I won't speak to other sports, but we looked at Major League Baseball, and in particular we wanted to see how good were media experts at predicting the final standings in each of the divisions of Major League Baseball. And we've done a couple of studies on that over the last couple of years.
And what do the numbers tell us?
Well, probably the most interesting finding is that when we looked at the work of about 9 different sources, some of them online websites, some of them periodicals like ESPN Magazine and Sports Illustrated and the Sporting News and a variety of other sources. When we put them all together, the predictions that they could make yielded a correlation of 0.49. Now, not to get too mathematical here, but for those who don't deal with correlations, a perfect correlation is 1. And a perfectly bad correlation, if you will, or negative correlation, is -1. So 0.49 would normally be considered a fairly good correlation. And that was sort of the average for all of the divisions of baseball over the last 6 years by all 9 publications. However, we found an interesting fact. If you simply take the previous year's standings for the last 6 years, and use those to forecast what was going to happen in the next years, just simply writing in last year's standings as your prediction, the correlation would be 0.49. So literally, the experts were no better than simply writing in, as a group, the experts were no better than simply writing in how the teams finished the previous year.
So is that, James, because sports is not a science, or is it because these so-called experts didn't use scientific methods?
Well, they don't really use scientific methods, and to a high degree, they do look at the previous year standing. There's a pretty strong correlation between how the teams finished the previous year and how the experts predict. It's not that they're not smart. It's just I think baseball is fairly unpredictable, and that there is a good bit of change within a given year. And again, remember, 0.49 is not a terrible prediction. It's just it's not much better than simply taking what happened the previous year and writing it in.
Hi, James. It's Bruce. But it would seem to me that all these outlets have put a lot of money into this prognostication, and they have a lot of guys spending a lot of time on it. My question is, do you think that in any way this rush to come up with these preseason predictions to be spot on and the like has anything to do with the effect of gambling on the way we look at sports?
No, I don't think so. I think if anything, people gambling are professional gamblers, or certainly those setting odds are a lot better at doing this because they really do use much more sophisticated mathematical models. I think most of the writers simply follow the sport, write about it, see the trends, look at the free agents that have been picked up, look at the players that have been lost to injury, look at how a team underperformed or overperformed the previous year, and simply make a judgment based on that. And that's what probably most of us would do, although I would argue the experts have a much better data set than we do and have much more experience, if not necessarily all that much more information, but they have access and use a lot more information. And I don't think they use mathematical modeling, which I think professional gamblers probably would do. And that's really not the job of an expert. The job of an expert predictor is to write an interesting column. And keep in mind, sometimes you can write an interesting column by making what might seem as a kind of an extreme prediction. For example, there were predictions last year that the Cleveland Indians would win the World Series, would not only win their division, but win the World Series. And that obviously turned out to be a very bad prediction, but it probably made for some interesting copy. Sometimes to write a good article or an interesting article, you have to say something that isn't common knowledge, and that could maybe lead you astray.
I wonder, too, with the emphasis on fantasy sports these days, if more effort goes into projecting individual players and their season and their statistics than just picking the winners. And I don't know if you have research on that, but it would seem that that's taken more of a hold than predicting how teams will actually do.
Yeah, and we have not studied that, but I think that's actually another realm to move into. But I would kind of agree with you there, just based on my gut reaction, that in fact there is a lot more effort put into predicting individual performance of players because there are millions of fantasy baseball players who want to read that analysis and use that in calculating how they're going to conduct their fantasy drafts. Whereas picking the standings is interesting. The fans are interested. Casual folks are interested in it. But it's a relatively short-term thing. The prediction of player performance, that strings out over months, and a lot more attention is given to that. So my guess is the results would probably be a little bit better.
Yeah, and although I would think so, and then I wonder, because there are so many different so-called experts out there in the fantasy world, and I sometimes think anybody who pays a little bit of attention to baseball can look at previous season stats, second half stats, health, age, and those kind of factors, and make predictions that are pretty much in line with the so-called experts without doing much in the way of advanced research.
And keep in mind, predicting the future always seems possible when you're doing it, and then when you actually evaluate, it's not so good. There are lots of experts out there that try to predict what's happening in the stock market, and there's some evidence to indicate that most of them are no better than simply just following the market's ups and downs without really making any kind of general prediction. There's an old Yiddish proverb that says, man plans and God laughs. And I think it's also could be modified slightly to say man predicts or mankind predicts and God laughs sometimes.
Well, and as we've seen this year, perhaps more than others in recent memory, even the political pundits haven't exactly wrapped themselves in glory with their predictions for the way things would develop.
Exactly. And actually, last year, we've just really did some new data analysis, and last year turned out to be an extremely difficult year to predict. The experts that we did look at last year really only predicted a correlation of about 0.17 as opposed to 0.49, so very, very significantly lower. And if you look at the standings last year, particularly the American League Central and the American League West, and you look at who won and who finished last, those standings were almost in reverse to the sort of common predictions that people were making prior to the season. So every once in a while, a season comes along that throws a huge curve at the predictors.
Well, I also wonder, because baseball is a sport where it seems there are many more mid-season trades than in most other sports, and
sure,
where teams start selling sooner than later a lot, does that in any way, do you think, does that skew any of this in any way, or is that just part of the factor?
Yeah, it's part of the factor, but basically those decisions are made on teams playing for half a season, and they're making a calculated decision that they're out of it. And a lot of teams don't give up hope and don't necessarily participate in that. So I think it does affect a few teams, and it certainly could lead a team that had, like, very high expectations for the season and are very disappointed by mid-season to consider selling a little bit more rapidly, and that could lead to some change. But that's been going on for a long time, so I'm not sure that it factors into a particular season.
James Walker, as always, great to talk with you again. You're looking forward to hearing some baseball on the radio soon?
Boy, I sure am. It's just exciting, even picking up the spring training games at this point. And the weather's starting to change, and everything's starting to scream baseball. So it's looking forward to a wonderful season. And particularly here in Chicago, we're all excited about both the Cubs and the White Sox. They both look like they're going to have a pretty good season.
Yeah, with good reason. James, great to talk with you again. Thanks for sharing some fascinating research, and we look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Great to be on your show. Enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. 446 here on Downtown. Bruce, what's coming up?